Classic Hits 107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Great to check in once again with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Rithma. Martin, did you warm up the vehicle this morning? Oh, my gosh.
You know what? That's the first time. You know, I went out and watered the chickens, and I had to pour hot water up and down their legs. They were cold.
Martin, we've got so much to talk about. You were taking the train just the other day. Is that right?
I did. Yesterday, I took Via Rail to Queen's Park, and I haven't been on Via for a couple of 3, 4, 5 years. And so I had an opportunity to connect with our MPP, Matthew Ray. And perhaps more importantly, I had an opportunity to be part of the Ontario Senior Achievement Award, which was presented by the Honorable Elizabeth Dowswell, Lieutenant Governor, and our very own Gene Aitchison was recognized. One of 16, 14 were there, but it was an amazing ceremony.
Oh, very good.
Right in the left-handed chamber. It was just very wonderful.
Nice. Very nice. And a shout-out to Perth-Wellington MP John Nader, who, of course, mentioned about Gene Aitchison.
Yes, he was. Wonderful. Yeah, he stood in the House of Commons the other day. Very well said, yes, and he did. And so Gene, and you know what? The Lieutenant Governor acknowledged not only Jean, but the family and community around her that supported her and supports her in the work that she does. You know, we all know we don't operate in a silo. And so it was a shout out not only to Jean, but other organizations that she works with and obviously the community of Stratford. Oh,
for sure. It was great to see Jean Aitchison at Soups On recently. Okay, let's talk about the big news. The elevator is working at City Hall.
You know, about 3 weeks ago, I was on the top floor and those gentlemen came in. It was damaged during the flood and, you know, a combination of an old elevator getting parts and supply chain issues. They worked hard for months, those two gentlemen. And about 3 weeks ago, I had come into the mayor's office about 7:30 in the morning and they were at it. And I said to the gentleman, you know what? I'm really glad we honored those individuals that require an elevator for accessibility. I said, my mom and 5 siblings died of ALS and at one point in their life required the use of mobility, whether wheelchair, walker, etc. And he turned to me, he says, my dad passed of ALS. And so I'm glad we honored that and stayed with the fact that no, we're going to open council chambers up in City Hall when it's accessible for all. So it is accessible. And later that morning, I was down in the clerk's office. I came out and they said, hey, do you want to go for a ride?
So and you said yes.
Oh, I did. I did. And then, you know, certainly we had to wait for approval from the TSSA. And that's now in the elevator. And so we're open for business.
All right. Very good. But I guess we should say, you know, it's one step forward, maybe one step back because the elevator's now at Stratford Agriplex, apparently, not to work.
Let's not go there.
So, again, yeah, there you go. Let's talk about the Grand Trunk project that is still moving ahead.
It is. You know, it's moving along like the old locomotives used to. And the Grand Trunk shops, that redevelopment piece, we passed at the budget level last week two items that are significant for the Grand Trunk's redevelopment. One, the action plan moving forward, and that's around the anchors that we currently are looking at. And it's not saying what's going to be there in totality because we don't know that yet. So we passed that piece, and the anchors that we're looking at right now, as you know, are University of Waterloo, Stratford Campus. Primarily the addition of extra classroom space and residence, YMCA, perhaps a new building, would be a wonderful addition on site, and perhaps people care. So that's the first item that was passed at budget. Those dollars are coming out of reserve for that ongoing work from the sale of the former fairgrounds and the Kiwanis Club. Those dollars went into reserves and we're starting to draw upon those. So that was one thing. And the other thing that was passed during the budget was the terms of reference for the advisory group and what that looks like. So great news because once again, it's indicating that yes, we are moving forward.
Yeah, amazing potential there for sure. Okay, ribbon cutting ceremony this week too because of a very special merger that has happened.
You know, years upon years ago, we did have the Canadian Mental Health Association in Stratford. They haven't been in Stratford, but the newest branch was opened on on Monday, a ribbon cutting on the third floor. We all know Choices for Change in town and what services they provide our community, our local community, and Resilience. They came together, and now they're under the one title of CMHA, an amazing organization. You know, when I think about that, I think about the times that I, in my role in education, have brought a youth through the doors of Choices for Change. And so Catherine Hardiman and her crew will continue on, which is a blessing, a known piece in Stratford. So, you know, and then I think about agriculture, the number of men and women that are challenged through mental health and the struggle. So really beautiful, and Matthew Ray was up for that as well, for the ribbon cutting for that. And same location, new title, and basically the same staff, which is a blessing.
Okay, we'll definitely share those photos. And again, that was big news from this week. But Martin, Lights on Stratford, how successful was that event?
Wow, you know, I'll tell you, and a shout out to Zach Gribble. I ran into Zach the other night. My daughter and her family were down for the event, and Zach had been up at 2 o'clock in the morning with his crew, you know, brushing off snow, off lights, etc. But you know, I spoke to two restaurateurs, and they said they have had best days ever in their sector as a result of Lights on Stratford.
Wow.
So we know that's not only in the restaurant, it spins off into our entire community. So huge shout out to Zach and his team. Mm-hmm. An amazing event. And it just Saturday night, we were uptown, like I said, with our daughter and her family. And parking, you know, it's good to have parking challenges in the, you know, at the end of January, in the middle of the winter. So, yeah, just great, great.
Yeah, and more great events coming up. We've got Winter Pride with Stratford Pride Community Center. That's for the weekend of February 9th.
Love is coming up. There's a series of things coming up. We have the Wine Survivors coming up.
Right.
They were selling tickets at the Stratford Farmers Market. Bev Hepburn, Murray Slutsauer, and our worship, the Honorable Gene Aitchison was also selling tickets for that. A really neat event. Certainly you mentioned Winterfest, and we'll talk more about that.
Sure, yeah.
You know, I always think about Beatrice Jordan when we talk Winterfest. But the other piece that, you know, coldest night of the year.
Yes.
You know, on a morning like this, how can you not think about those people that are less fortunate, that perhaps don't have an ideal home, you know? And so that's coming up, coldest night of the year. Get your team. If you're not walking and you want a sponsor, I certainly would take. There's a cheap advertising for sponsoring of Martin.
Operators are standing by.
Thank you very much. So, yeah, so many great things again happening in this beautiful city.
Oh, for sure. Again, CNOY.org is the website for details on coldest night of the year and Stratford Winterfest coming up for the Family Day Long weekend. That'll be Saturday, February 18th at Upper Queen's Park. And the engagement survey is still happening?
There's three on there. Thank you for mentioning that. That Dunn's Bridge is up for your questions and comments. The welcoming community is almost at its end. And also the outdoor patio.
Okay,
we've grown accustomed to that during COVID. But, you know, let's see where it goes moving forward, post-COVID.
All right. And moving forward, back to in-council chamber. Is that this coming Monday?
Yes, we're having our next orientation session in the council chambers, and then I think our first actual council chamber, that's an orientation session, will be, I believe, February the 13th, Jamie.
All right, so lots coming up again with City of Stratford, Mayor Martin Ritzma. Mayor Martin, thank you so much.
Thank you ever so much. It's a pleasure always to be in an update. Thank you.